Mr. Speaker, point of order. Just a question. I noticed that the vote was locked before you said the clerk would take the call. Are there any rules that guide when the vote gets locked? I'm under the impression that the rules indicate that it doesn't get locked until you say that, and I noticed it was locked prior.
Just a point of order.
Perhaps the parliamentarian can answer that question.
Clerk took the call.
You didn't call it. You didn't call it, Mr. Speaker, respectfully, and I'm just curious.
How would you like to vote?
Well, the parliament. I already voted. My vote was recorded, but I'd like the parliamentarian to answer the question. Mr. Parliamentarian, I have a question.
Well, what rule are you referring to specifically, so I could read it? Do you have a specific rule in mind of some sort?
I think it's appropriate to ask the clerk when the roll was taken. Before or after the speaker called for it?
No, but you invoked, you said there is a rule. I'm asking you specifically, are you citing to a specific rule?
The question is to the clerk as to whether or not the vote was taken before the speaker called for the vote.
Well, that's a question.
It's apparent to every member here of clear conscience
right.
that the vote was taken before the speaker called for the vote. And I'd like that question answered.
Well, I think that's a question maybe for the clerk. I'm here to interpret the rules of the House, and you're not citing to a specific rule. So maybe the clerk and the speaker can answer
I would like
that.
The question you. Answered by the clerk. I think it should be on the journal for the day whether or not this was taken before or after. The rules are the rules. I'm here to follow the rules, and I think that this question needs to be answered.
That's fine, and we'll put it in the journal. Everyone has a chance to vote.
Actually,
if Biden did not register or you want to change your vote, you may be able to do that.
Okay, I'd like to ask the parliamentarian to look at the rule book number 96B.
Can we do this first?
No, Mr. Speaker, I have the floor.
Let's take everybody's vote first, then we can discuss it.
We have all the time in the day. This is a very important issue. Procedure must be followed. Question 96B reads, when the House is ready to vote upon any question requiring the recording of the yeas and nays, the Speaker shall announce that it be taken. And that did not happen. And I'd like the clerk to answer the question.
I said the clerk will take the call. Whether you didn't hear it in the back or not is fine.
Hey, everybody here knows what happened.
Please.
And I would just like the clerk to answer the question. Was it taken before or after? Anyone of clear conscience will know it will happen. Hey, you can reconsider the third reading and get your way. You know you have the votes, but let's follow procedure. And that's what I'm calling for.
Very good.
Mr. Speaker.
Very good.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Just answer from the clerk, please.
She's Mr. Speaker. For the clerk.
Mr. Speaker.
I have the floor, and my question is very simple. Was the roll taken before, as the rules indicate, the Speaker has to call for it? I'd like to know from the clerk whether or not the roll was taken before or after, and if it was taken before, the rules have been violated, and that board needs to be reconsidered.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, on the gentleman's question.
I have not yielded. I'm asking the clerk for a question. I believe the question needs to be answered before we move on today.
The clerk doesn't have to answer the question, Delegate.
Why not?
Does not have to answer the question.
Point of order. I tried to change my vote and had my finger on the red button. It was obviously locked well before you called for the vote. And that, I believe, goes against the rules of this House. And I expect an answer from the front.
Now, look.
Mr. Speaker.
Minority Leader.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I believe we've had a good debate here on this floor today, and I think that's important for the comity in the House. But clearly, one member got to explain his vote, the Majority Leader, and then the vote was called. And I registered an objection right away. Part of the consternation in the House right now is the manner with which that occurred. Right. And I think it brings disrespect, in my opinion, to the good debate that we had here today, the excellent debate, and the democratic principles. We did not have to do that. And I would move to reconsider the vote by which the bill passed on third reading so that this House is not put under a microscope with respect to fairness and comity and equity and calling votes quick and violating Rule 94.
Thank you, Mr. Minority Leader. I still have the floor, and if you referred back to the question that at hand, it reads that when sufficient time has been allowed for the members to vote, the Speaker shall inquire if all members present have voted. After a short pause, the Speaker shall cause the system to be closed and announce the vote. So I would just like you, Mr. Speaker, to go on the record.
Let me just say this. I believe I gave everybody a fair and full debate. I'm giving everybody a fair opportunity to vote the way they want.
I'd like to make a motion to reconsider the vote that was taken.
Fine.
The bill has to be in the
I would like to yield the floor to the delegate from Washington County.
That Thank delegate you. Has changed his vote. His vote is now red. He is not in a prevailing
party.
No,
that is beside
point
the
order,
point.
Mr. Speaker.
I should have been able
recognized.
To change it on the board, you and it cannot. Was locked out. I had my finger stopped.
I don't believe the delegate
from
Montgomery County has been acknowledged on the floor.
I have the floor right now. When I went to push the red, before he announced, before the Speaker said he's calling the vote, it was locked.
On the floor of the House right now.
I had it right ready to go. That is not proper protocol.
Mr. Speaker.
I yield back to the gentleman from Anne Arundel County.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My objections have been noted. I respect you, and I believe in a fair and open process. I believe the rules were violated, and I think that it's a real shame that this happened today on such an important issue. This drives partisanship in the House of Delegates.
Mr. Speaker.
Duly noted.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Speaker, I made a motion after you recognized me to reconsider the vote by which that bill passed a third reader so that the citizens of Maryland do not feel like this body has rammed a massive $2 billion tax increase down their throat through minor political maneuverings of the House.
The gentleman
I would
was
ask,
on.
I would
second
move
the
to
motion.
Reconsider the vote by which the bill passed on third
Mr.
reading.
Speaker, the gentleman was not on the prevailing side of the question.
You're not,
he does not have standing to
Number
to
one,
move.
You're not on the prevailing side.
I don't believe that matters, Mr. Speaker.
Let me just say this.
I reconsider the vote. I was on the winning side on the board. Well, yes, perhaps, but on the board I was on the winning side, so I consider reconsidering.
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw my motion. I would defer to the gentleman from Washington County.
I was on the prevailing side. I say reconsider
you
the vote.
You changed your
please.
Vote. Did you not change your vote?
At first, my vote was green on the board, and I asked to reconsider the vote.
And then you asked to change your vote, which we took into to
Mr.
consideration.
Speaker.
Change your vote.
Mr. Speaker.
We're giving everyone the ability to change their vote, or those who do not get a chance to register
Mr.
Vote,
Speaker.
To register on any side of the vote they want to vote on.
Has the gentleman from Washington County filled out an official change of vote form, Mr. Speaker?
Will be recorded.
Mr. Speaker, has the gentleman from Washington County filled out an official change of vote form?
No, I have not filled it out officially yet, so it's not
Mr.
officially
Speaker.
Changed. And I do ask to reconsider the vote. Mr. Speaker, please let us reconsider the vote. That's what's fair for Maryland.
The clerk has already said you...
Mr. Speaker.
Please. Yes. Go ahead.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I appreciate it. I beg the sensibilities of the Speaker to allow this vote to reoccur so that the political comity in this House can go forward. We've worked so hard to do this, and now this is being rammed up our nose in a way that's unpalatable to those who are opposed to this on both sides of the aisle, I might add. Republicans and Democrats alike. On the political left and the political right, people voted against this bill, and it's getting shoved up their nose by the House of Delegates. Why would we do that, Mr. Speaker? I'm asking you to please, please don't do this.